Bolinda Audio and Gill Books present this unabridged recording of What Your Teen Is Trying to Tell You, written by Stella O'Malley and read by Deirdre O'Connell. I was a demonic teenager. When I look back, I can hardly believe that I acted in the way I did. I was filled with power and certainty and lived with almost animal-like instinct. Ironically enough, I had the reputation among my friends of being a deep thinker as I charged around the place, filled with fury and intensity. Although I was certainly thinking hard, I was also manic, disconnected, and totally out of touch with myself. I literally hadn't a clue what was going on. In my work as a psychotherapist, I spend time in Planet Teen, alongside unhappy adolescents, and I have met hundreds of troubled teenagers who are just as mixed up as I was. I like them. We typically establish a warm relationship, and I've seen firsthand the difference that some understanding and connection can make to these kids. Some of them are potential powerhouses, almost overwhelmed by the depth of their emotions. Others go the other way and seem to have shut down entirely. Monosyllabic responses emerging from a hanging head communicate a slouching antipathy that can melt their parents' minds. Too much or too little emotion, it really doesn't matter. The reason you are listening to this is because you are worried about your kid and desperately afraid that things are getting worse. Parents can often feel at sea in the face of their teen's distress. They don't know what to do, and they don't know what to say. These days, our instinct is often to get the professionals in. But the professionals don't always know how to help your teen. And anyway, nobody cares as much as you do. This audiobook aims to help parents lean into the challenges involved and help their teenagers as much as they are able. Through an analysis of the tasks each teenager needs to tackle during adolescence in order to progress to adulthood, parents will know better when to intervene and when to allow the teen to work it out. Some kids have additional needs, and certain common conditions are examined in the context of helping teenagers to one day become better functioning adults. Witnessing a teenager in distress is so incredibly hard that the vast majority of people, be they siblings, fellow parents, teachers, or other professionals, feel that somebody, somewhere, needs to be blamed for the mess, and the parents are the easiest target. For many parents, it is heads you lose, tails you lose. You're either too strict or too easy. You either worked too much or not enough. Whatever you did it wrong. Yet, although trashing the parents might be easy, it's not necessarily justifiable. Equally so for the teenager.